This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Bow, now, 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 now. What's up, Rude Tales fans? It's Joe here. I'm here with Tim, the summer boy Platt.
Summer loving, having a blast. Summer loving, I'm with the guys.
And I'm also here with Chris by the beach Hastings.
Summertime, and I'm with the guys.
There we go.
Boys, we should say full disclosure, we're recording this on June 20th. I think we're recording this a day before the official start of summer.
It's the solstice eve, baby.
Yeah. Now, we're not releasing it for a minute, but I think we're all ready and we're all thinking about it and we're all ready. Tell me, boys, where does summer land for you in your, you know, in your ranking of seasons?
Ooh.
Is it a big one for you or are you more of a winter?
Interesting.
More autumnal?
At this point of life, I feel like we have to ask a little more. If we're talking about ranking seasons, are we talking about like the pleasure of being out in the season, or are we talking about the trappings of the season? Because summer vacation is huge, you know. Like, I feel like if you say anything other than summer vacation, people are like really don't want to be on summer vacation. When it's like, well, then you know what I mean. But I feel like I'm more called to an autumnal, you know, atmosphere.
I knew you were going to come on the summer episode and start running your mouth about fall.
I'll never say no to vacation, but come on, a sweater, the beautiful breeze, the ease of walking around, well-dressed, well-coughed, a little hat.
Well-coughed? Do you mean having a coffee?
Yeah.
Well-coughed. Ever heard of iced coffee, bro?
I don't have iced coffee. Because when I worked at a summer camp in Brooklyn, and I would walk by a bodega and I would get iced coffee. One day, the barista said, "You know, are you working at that camp that goes outside all day, right?" I said, "Yes." And they said, "You know, iced coffee dehydrates you more than hot coffee because your body is puts more energy into bringing the cold to body temperature. So if you're struggling with being hydrated, you should have regular coffee." And I said, okay. And I went along with that for years until recently when I realized that's probably not true.
Until the moment you said it out loud again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, just want to flag, barista at your bodega?
Yeah, I guess that is a crazy thing to say.
Just the guy at the bodega who poured you iced coffee.
It was a woman, but yeah, I mean, the person who worked there, yeah. You know?
Also, I would say that maybe even if that advice is true, now that you don't work at a summer camp outside in Brooklyn, that advice may be less critical. Like, you may be able to enjoy a drink at your desk and not worry about dehydrating.
It is 100% less critical, but you know when you have that brain worm where you're like, I can't dehydrate me.
It
becomes like instinctual.
Well, all I'll say is, and we're not there yet, but I will say that I'm glad some of this is covered in the rules.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just say it. I think the best way to stay hydrated is to keep drinking water. And then you don't have to worry so much about what a tea does or a coffee, iced or not. Just drink plenty of water.
Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, you're right. And I did that too. But this thing, this little thing someone said to me once got in my brain and I rolled with it responsibly.
Roll with it responsibly.
Roll with it responsibly.
I have come to discover that I drink what seems to be a shockingly larger amount of water than most people I know.
Not and Tim.
It's clear because of how often I have to go pee-pee.
Hey.
To the point where I remember whenever I was like home from college one summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And hanging out with my friends just every day. Didn't have anything else to do. And I'd come home at night, usually like when my parents were in bed, and I would immediately just go to the bathroom. And one day my mom sat me down I was 18 or 19. She's like, "Chris, have you been going out drinking every single night?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Because you come home and pee first thing." I was like, I just drink a lot of water. It's hot out. Mom, I swear.
You were out drinking.
I was not.
You were out.
No, drinking. I wasn't. I was out spending an hour or two in a Blockbuster with friends trying to figure out what movie to rent for that night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which one'd you pick?
It'd be different every night, Tim.
No, come on.
Which one did you pick, Chris? Yeah. Like, give us the archetypal film.
Oh, Office Space.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Flair.
Yeah.
Chris, maybe you just have a tiny bladder.
Oh, yeah. I guess that could be true, too.
Yeah.
But I also know I drink a lot of water. So I'd rather this be a signal of my strength and not a weakness.
Okay. Well, if any of our listeners is a urologist, feel free to chime in.
I've talked to one. He said it's fine.
Great. Okay. Great. So you asked the urologist at your bodega.
Oh, no, I asked the urologist at my local coffee shop.
All right. I got to say, for me, summer's pretty high.
Yeah. Okay.
I like summer. I like the beach. As listeners may know, I grew up in a beach town. So summer was, you know, the whole year was sort of geared towards summer in a lot of ways. Just waiting for summer to come back.
So, but how about now though? Because here's my,
what do you mean? Tim, are you saying like, oh, it sucks that like the subway is hot? You're like, oh, I smell the garbage.
I mean, that's part of it. Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, what I'm trying to do simply is like, how can we reasonably divorce our nostalgia from summer vacation from our current, you know, appreciation of the season? Do you know what I mean? The power of summer vacation is so, its tendrils break through time to infect us now, even, you know, way past when we ever would have had a summer vacation.
You could take a summer vacation, Tim.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking a summer vacation now does not compare to getting off school for a couple months.
For 10 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
But also, I enjoy that feeling year round.
Yeah, baby.
I often will sit down for a second and I'll just think, I don't have to go back to school ever again.
Yeah, dude. School's out.
I love
it. That's true.
Learned it all.
God, but that's the thing, is like, I miss learning.
Oh, well, now you can pick what you want to learn now.
I need a teacher.
Okay. Well, you can have a teacher, but like,
yeah, you still got to pick it. Yeah. You remember, like, college, you had to pick your classes.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you okay.
Yeah, that was great. I went to comic book school. It was great. Anyway, I rank everything equally above winter. I hate January and February so much, and I generally find something to appreciate about the other seasons in equal measure. I thought really hard about this while you guys were talking about my bladder size.
Yeah, winter can be rough. Winter can be rough. And now we're also not saying there isn't some desolate beauty in the dead of winter, where the light barely shines and it's hard to go outside. We're not saying there's not beauty there. Just, it might rank below some other beauties.
All that gets in December. Everybody's excited about all the winter stuff and it gets all crammed into December.
Yeah.
And then after New Year's Eve, it's, oh no, we didn't plan enough activities after this.
Yeah.
It just sucks. And that's why they made February shorter.
That's okay. Sure. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they were able to crunch some numbers, shave a couple of days off winter.
They're so smart about how they do that stuff.
You know? They are.
I got to say, I'm that asshole who loves all the seasons.
That's nice.
Equally?
Not equally, but there I enjoy them all in different respects. Yeah, I get what you're saying about autumn, Tim. I see the appeal of the crunch of a leaf, of, you know, putting on that scarf for the first time.
Mm.
Hey, no complaints about that wickedest of holidays, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have it without autumn.
That first time you put on a sort of like warm hat and realize, oh, this smells. Oh, I haven't washed this in more like 2 years rather than 1 year.
And winter, I love a fresh fallen blanket of snow.
Of course.
I love a freshly decorated gingerbread house.
You love a freshly...
We're not talking about that, Tim. We're not getting into that kind of detail. This is the summer show.
Okay.
Tim.
Okay.
It's the summer show.
Okay. This is a summer show, so what if we're just talking about season stuff? I mean, what's the direction to go in? Because I mean, I'm happy just to shoot the shit about summer. But I get the impression there's some other structures within which we must direct our little conversation.
An elegant segue, Tim. No one saw it coming.
Thank you.
That's right, folks. Today we're doing a summer vacation draft.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Tim, and Chris will be drafting the elements to build a great summer vacation. I have personally crafted these rules, but I want to assure my competitors that I made up these rules and then I promptly stopped thinking about it. I do not have answers ready to go.
Okay,
I am as fresh-minded as you.
Mm.
A healthy debate is welcome and encouraged. We're going to hash this out. We're going to figure it out. And you know what? I want you to leave it all on the field.
Okay.
All right. And one of us wins at the end of this?
Well, I think we'll know.
Okay.
I think we'll know. Or, you know, we'll leave it to the fans to discuss on MySpace.
Mm. On MySpace.
The forum of the future.
It's coming back.
Coming back.
It's coming back. All right. I'm now beginning the rules
of
the summer vacation draft. So listen up.
Okay.
This is a snake draft. The player going last in the first round will go first in the second round, etc. I think that's pretty clear. There is no overlap. If Tim picks something, Chris can't pick it. That's why we're drafting.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a selection, Tim, are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention.
This is in the rules.
Okay.
If you make a selection that is deemed too autumnal, your selection in that round will be void.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
Watch out for those early September picks.
Yeah.
Skating on.
If you're doing anything, if you're picking the first day of school, you're out of here. Okay.
Okay, okay.
If you're picking the day after Labor Day, bye-bye, you know?
Well, here, question, and this connects to what I was saying before, is last day of school summer? Or is summer when school ends?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what, okay.
Great question.
Yes,
yeah,
good question.
I think it is.
Okay.
We each have 6 picks total.
Okay.
But there are several categories that must be fulfilled.
Mm.
You can draft them in any order you want.
Okay.
But they must all be present by the end of the draft to complete your summer vacation.
Okay.
All right.
These are the categories. You must have a food or a beverage.
Great.
You must have something to do with water, parentheses, non-beverage.
Mm, thank you.
You must have a first.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You must have a song.
Mm.
Bonus points will be awarded if your completed summer vacation fits a theme or a vibe.
Oh, shit.
And that's it. Those are the rules.
Ooh, wow. So this is something where before you were like, should I tell you guys the rules before? And we were like, no. We should we should do it live. And now that you're doing it, I'm like, oh man, I have a lot of thinking to do. And now it's all going to be on mic. Oh man.
Well, that's why there are turns.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to use a random number generator to pick the order. Whoever has the highest number will go first.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna generate Tim's number. Tim, your number is 32.
Not bad.
These are numbers between 1 and 100.
So that'll be my age in 4 years.
My number is 21.
Okay.
Be Branson's age is in 4 years.
And Chris's number is, wow, 16. Everyone's low. And Tim's going first. Tim, you're first. So just to review, Tim, you're going first. I'm going second. Chris is going third. And then the second round will reverse it. So Chris will go first. He'll make two picks in a row and okay. then come back to me.
Gotcha. Well, I have my first pick.
Oh, shit. Okay. We're going. We're yeah. going. It's summertime. All right.
I have my first pick, and it is, in fact, my first pick. So my pick for the first of the summer is, of course, the first summer late night bonfire. And Ooh. Even take late night out of it. Let's talk about, like, as the light's dimming and you start that fire very slowly, and it only gets bigger and bigger as the night sky totally overtakes all of the light, and everyone's around, and the friends are coming, and there's food and drinks, and let's say we're on the beach, and there's someone's got a guitar or someone's got a boombox, and there's different spaces to sit around it. The bonfire is the centerpiece of the event. It can be on the beach, it can be at a barn. I went to a bunch of barn bonfires in the summer when I was a kid.
Maybe you're on the beach and someone runs off to jump in the ocean, and then you hear them swimming for a little while, and then you hear a big chomp.
Yes, which is also very fun because it means like you can't really you've made the sacrifice for the summer, and it's the life of one of your friends. And frankly, I just remember being younger and like great hookups happened around the summer bonfires.
Yeah,
no. Sort of like magical little romances happened for just that night. It did. I just feel like there's a magic to that summer bonfire. And the first one is a real, frankly, I haven't gone to these in a while. I feel like I'm an adult. No, but still every once in a while, you'll get a bonfire. And when I was younger, there tended to be many during the summer. So I'm going for the first bonfire of the summer.
That's a good pick.
Mm.
And you know what? Chris, we can choose these in any order.
Okay.
Don't feel motivated by this, but you, Tim. That's a really strong, that is like a first round pick. Like mm-hmm. anyone who is like predicting our picks, like anyone is going to say like a great summer bonfire is probably like, that's going to go early.
That's why I'm glad
so
I went first.
I have to admit, like, yes, Tim, you know, you were talking a lot about fall, but Tim has clearly come to play, but you are inspiring me to get my first taken care of fast. Cause I okay. don't want wow. it to go. And I'm worried that Chris maybe could take it.
No, mine are all original. I feel no fear from either of you.
Okay.
I'm taking for this round, my pick is my first, and I'm going with first kiss.
That's great. I have never had that, so I couldn't pick it.
You've never had your first kiss. Chris, I want that for you, man.
I'm waiting for retirement.
Just applying chapstick every day. Knowing you're going to turn 65 and they'll be ready.
I lock my lips in a chastity belt.
So here's what I'll say. Oh, here's my question for this. You know, when I hear first kiss, I think first ever kiss. I think
yes.
about
yeah.
And so that's what you're saying. So the first, because my first kiss was a summer kiss, you know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ah, shit. Mine was too, actually.
Oh. So somebody has been kissed.
Oh no, I forgot about my bit. So enraptured I was by sweet memory.
Do we all want to talk about this? Are we going to share our first summer kisses?
No, absolutely not.
I don't like to talk about things that happened, you know, during the Trump administration. So I can't talk about my first kiss. No, and I will, like Tim, I think the first summer bonfire, like that first moment, I was more for this category. I definitely had in mind more like something you were doing for the first time.
Gotcha. Okay,
so that's cool. Why I went first kiss.
Okay.
All right. Chris, I think it's up to you.
All right. Since we're knocking them out, I'll do my first.
But you don't have to. I just want you to know that
I don't
have to do this.
I've chosen to. For an enjoyable listening experience. Maybe we get a little crazier after this round. All right. So here it is. First time having vinegar on French fries.
Ooh.
Talking boardwalk fries, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting, okay. Because this could also be your food.
You're not going to put vinegar on French fries in the winter. You're going to do that on your beach vacation when you go to the boardwalk and you have French fries. And your dad's going to be like, trust me, it's good. And you'll be like, Dad, that's weird. I want ketchup. He says, trust me, it's good. It was good.
My mom used to make oven fries that were heavy on the vinegar.
Well,
we definitely waited for the boardwalk fries. And we also would throw some Old Bay in there with that.
Maryland.
Maryland.
Chris, I want to be really clear with you here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying this is separate from your food choice? Or are you trying to argue that this is a two for one?
This is separate from my food choice, actually.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. As luck would have it, I have another foodie.
For me personally, that first time having vinegar on the fries is the best version. And by the end of the summer, I'm not amazed. It's not my go-to summer dish. You know?
I don't do it often. But like, funny enough, it's like after summer vacation is over and I have fish and chips later in life for the first time. I'm like, oh, they do the vinegar here too.
Not as special.
Mm.
It's sort of like ordering pancakes and that first like two bites, like this is amazing. And then those last bites, you're like, well, I mean, I'm eating it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
As per the rules of the snake draft, you then get to make another pick.
Thank you. I'm going to step out of the categories for a second for one of my wild cards.
Great.
So first day of vacation, and this can be a beach vacation. This can be a resort kind of thing, whatever. Any place where you're maybe seeing the same other vacationing families day after day in the nearby vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. You make friends with a kid from another family on the first day, and then over a couple days discover they're really weird. And maybe you don't want to spend every day with this kid you just met.
Mm-hmm. Chris, so your selection is a friend of vacation convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting pick. A pick with sort of a downside.
But the memories, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, what you're saying is you're meeting a character.
You're meeting a character.
You know, you're meeting someone that's going to stand out to you. Okay. All right.
You know, I saw this happen recently where my niece, my little niece, about 4 or 5 at this point, brother-in-law and sister-in-law and their family was visiting New York. And my niece is very charismatic, always makes friends and always like very good with adults too. And we go to this restaurant that's very open in this like outdoor area. And like the owner of the restaurant is actually sitting around with his family and he's got a little daughter too. And we watch my niece and this other girl just sort of like become friends. And, oh, I'm from here. Oh, I live in New York and we'll visit around. And we slowly watch something happen where they like stop hanging out and they're sitting apart. And like, it's clear one of them wants to like
continue
again, but like something happened and then they leave without saying goodbye. And we're like, what? It was, I had like sort of forgotten about that experience. And Chrissy bringing it up is like, it's such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's human.
It's specific. It's universal.
There we go.
Incredible. Incredible.
It's the one I came up with this morning before the rules were explained to us. Yeah.
And just nice. So we have two wild card options.
Yeah. Now, Chris maybe could have argued that his salt and vinegar fries pick was both his first and his food. He didn't. But like, you know, you could see that happening. And, you know, if you want to try and make that case, you could try and make that case. I'm not saying it'll work.
All right. Well, I'm not going to because I also have a terrific solo food thing. Stay tuned to be told a food by me.
All right. So it's my turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am going to do my something to do with water pick,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to select a beach house.
Ooh, wow. Okay. He's okay. Picked the location.
We're talking right out onto the dunes.
Oh, that's nice. Wow.
Nice warm waves gently lapping. People around, but not too close.
Mm-hmm.
But the boardwalk, a boardwalk's like a 10-minute walk away.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you got room. You know, you got room to do like a big sandcastle.
This is prime real estate.
Or like to do other stuff. Swim. Yeah.
That's the water element.
Yeah. And so I'm sorry, you know, that kind of fucks you guys, but.
Yeah. So I think one thing about what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And we can quibble about this is that you sort of took a bit of beach options off the table right there, you know?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
I would argue he only took the house you're staying in.
But the way he described it was sort of the access to the beach. And that
the
and
access like you, to the beach is critical.
Sure.
The access to the beach is a fundamental part of the house, I would say. Like a chalet where you can ski out is, you know, that comes with the mountain.
Tim, I'm going to say this. I'm going for a beach vacation theme as well. I am confident Joe is not knocking out any of my options.
Okay. Well, I just want to.
They're so original. They're so delightful. They're so fresh. He can have the house. Okay. I've got the ideas.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, speaking of ideas, I have a miscellaneous I'd like to bring up, or a wild card I'd like to bring up. And this is reading that book that everyone's been telling you to read, and you've been waiting for it for just the right time, because people have been reading it for a while, but you're about to go to the beach for an extended period of time, and you're like, or you're about to go on vacation for time, and like, this is the time to bring that book, and it turns out the book is as good, as readable, as everyone said it was, and you love it. And it takes the whole trip.
The whole trip.
And someone is reading it at the same time as you are, naturally, so you haven't missed out.
Wow.
On actually talking about it. And you haven't missed the boat, and it's great.
Oh, man. Tim, I gotta know, in your mind, like, does a book jump out? Is there a book that you have in your heart that you're thinking... Or is this just a sort of hypothetical?
So I forget. I definitely read one of these books during the summer, but I'm thinking specifically of the My Brilliant Friend Elena Ferrante novels.
Sure.
There were four of them. And I know at least one of them I read during the summer, and they were just like so readable and so I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I wanted to fall into them. And people were talking about them too. They were very, at the time, they were very hip. You know, and it was worth it. I mean, I was totally on board with it. I loved it. It was the only time I remember reading one when I was, I've never talked to people on the train because why, it's like rude, you know, but someone was reading one of those books. And I remember it was the only time I was like, oh, where are you at in that? And like, we had like a very nice conversation and then, you know, left. But I was thinking about those books. So I'm sure there's other ones I can think of too. Can you both think of any of that ilk?
I have two vacation reads that immediately popped to mind. So my family drove to Florida for Disney World one year. I think I was 11, maybe 12. And during that multi-day drive down to Florida was the first time I read Dracula.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Chris, this is getting autumnal.
Oh no! Oh no! Ouch! Yeah.
Be
oh,
careful.
I got too spooky. Wait. Okay.
You didn't pick it. You didn't pick it. It's okay. You didn't pick it. You're just bringing it up.
You pick it. I just want to like put up some guardrails.
Just bringing it up. You didn't pick it at all. Just bringing it up.
Oh gosh. Well, that was close. Oh, that was so close. And another trip we took to Florida when I was an adult, I read The Da Vinci Code.
Nice.
That's great. Nice.
That's a terrific vacation read because whatever you want to say about it, it's a page turner.
It is a page turner. Very good. Very good cliffhangers.
Mm. Yeah.
At the end of each chapter.
Might reread it just to steal those secrets of like the page turniness of it.
Yeah.
Tim, for me, the books that fit like all your criteria for me, go back to childhood and just to be like perfectly honest. I don't remember the names, but they came out when like we were kids and they were like books about a magic school. They were like really popular and we don't talk about them anymore.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I can imagine that they fit those criteria quite well.
Yeah. Like everyone read them. They were coming out. They came out in July.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I when one of those came out, that was right around the time I applied for a job, a summer job. Just because I was unemployed after graduating college, and that was summer, for a job at Barnes & Noble. And in the interview, they were it was a group interview. So they very quickly were just weeding people out. And one of the questions was like, what was the last book you read? And I was like, well, you know, obviously like everybody else, I read that last magic school book. But the most interesting, but let me tell you, the interesting book I just read is The Historian, which is about a woman who goes to find Dracula.
Chris!
I'm so sorry. I can't. I need to get. I have to get close to the autumnal flame.
So is this? Is this? So now I get two, right? Is this how it works? I go back.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, Joe, do you ever get two picks in a row?
No, because I'm always right in the middle.
He's so perfectly positioned every time.
I'm Goldilocks.
So
blonde.
God, yeah. I have a food one that I feel like I'm going to regret saying it, but it's what's in my brain right now. So I'm just going to go for it. Okay. And this comes from being a camp counselor. Mm. And when I was in high school, I was a camp counselor for like very little kids, you know, like sort of preschool to elementary school. And then when I was in college and post-college, I was a counselor to like high schoolers and middle schoolers. But when I was a camp counselor for like little kids, every Friday was pizza day. And the food I'm going for is when all of the kids have gotten their slices, but there's still pizza in the box. So now it's the counselors can have free reign over these very thinly sliced pizzas. Mm. So all these little kids can have a slice. And those were just like, you know, because we were kids too, and we're watching this, and we're giving the pizza out, very thin slices. We're like, are we going to get any today? Because some days there wasn't enough left. Some days there wasn't enough left. But when there was enough left for all the counselors to have a slice of that, I'm choosing it. I'm choosing leftover pizza.
Nice. Leftover pizza.
Nothing to say, everyone?
Baffled? You painted a nice story, but it is
a picture.
Leftover pizza.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I was saying. I think I'm going to regret this, but it was, you know, it's.
Yeah, I think you're regretting it currently. And I think you're going to keep regretting it.
I think when you hear some of the summer foods we pick, you're going to be like, oh, a thin slice of pizza is not really.
Probably not that hot by the time you get it.
Yeah.
No, it's quite room temperature.
Yeah.
When you could have picked a lobster roll or you could have picked.
Shh. Oh,
watermelon.
Wait, I didn't even fucking think of. No, can I take it back?
Or like a fresh crabs. Year of corn.
Oh, no. Crabs. No, Tim. Tim, see, because.
Tim, you picked.
My beach vacations were in Ocean City, Maryland. And.
You're not going to.
No, I'm not going to do it. Don't worry.
No, but you.
Tim, it's you've already made your selection. If you want to pick crabs later on.
Yeah.
As a wild card, go ahead.
Okay, well. Okay. I'm proud of what I did. I'm proud of what I did. Sometimes about experiences.
Wait till I tell you about the wonderful times my whole family had picking apart crabs at Ocean City. Just kidding. I mean, it is a treasured memory. I didn't like crabs. I would get popcorn chicken.
Yep.
But that's not my
food
choice.
Which I would call kind of a summer food.
Yeah, well, it was the year they debuted at KFC. I remember. It was a big deal. Anyway, that's not my memory. That's not my food memory. Strike it from the logs.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You like Rude Tales of Magic, right? If not, please send in your complaints, comments, and home address to arrestme@fbi.gov. But if you do like what we're doing, then you'll also enjoy the plethora of multimedia treats on our Patreon, including other games run by the gang, like the dark and twisted Morkborg, or the differently dark and twisted What a Terrible Night. Every other week, we release a new episode of Rude Talks of Chatting to answer patron questions about our show. Why, just last week, we had Tim Platt on to talk about what it felt like to destroy, well, I'll let him tell it. There was also a brand new episode of Allie Fisher's Sleep Ventures, where the Allie Fisher reads you a weird little bedtime story. Get into our goodies at patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic. That's patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic. And hey, tell them Rude Tales sent ya.
All right, so Tim, are you done?
I'm done, yeah.
You're done with your cold, thinly sliced pizza.
Yes. Room temperature?
Yeah, room temperature, thinly sliced pizza.
Hasn't gotten cold yet.
Ignored by children. Great. Strong pick. Really strong
cold,
pick.
Cold, probably mushroom, because it's what's left over.
Fuck yeah. Off.
They're not ordering mushroom
for kids.
You think
we ordered mushroom for kids?
No, it's cheese.
It's all cheese. There was not even pepperoni. It was just cheese.
Of course.
My choice?
I'm going to go with a wild card, and this is going to be one that's specific, but I think it's really critical to the kind of summer I'm going for. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a little backstory.
Okay.
Because, as I said, I grew up in a beach town, and yet every summer for 2 weeks, we would go away to a family friend's house on Cape Cod, which you're going to say to me, oh, it sounds beachy, but this house was inland. There's a lot of actually inland in Cape Cod. And this was basically, you know, this house was in a far woodsier area than the house I grew up in. And so we always laughed about the irony of that we would leave the beach and get away. But it was nice to get out of the house. It was nice to have a change of pace in the summer. But one of the features of this house that was really horizon broadening for me as a boy was that the street it was on dead ended on the Cape Cod Rail Trail, which is a network of bike trails that extends throughout Cape Cod. Mm. And whenever we would go down to this house, my mom would be like, do whatever, go ride your bike, go wherever. And so, you know, the house I grew up in was kind of isolated, but having this access meant I could ride my bike to town. I could go to different towns. 12 years old.
Wow.
I could do, you know, whatever I wanted. And so that freedom that the access of a convenient bike trail provided is I'm going to select bike trail for this pick.
That's lovely. Good. That's a nice story and a good item.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. There's no negative connotations. I never fell, you know?
You never got lost?
No.
Never got kidnapped?
Never got kidnapped that I remember.
Okay. Good. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Did you ever get too far away from home and you were like, I'm too far, and that got you scared?
No, I was always ready for independence.
Okay, cool.
I was always very capable and very, very ready.
The summer camp that I worked at was very much that for me, which was that, like, I would go work at a Boy Scout camp and stayed overnight. And it was very much like there was very little adult supervision.
Yeah.
It felt like a preview of living in a dorm, you know,
yes.
But outside. And I was like, oh, this is great. I love being completely on my own at 14 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that experience in high school summers, being extremely cool and going to speech and debate camp. And we would stay at dorms at the University of Texas. And the counselors who were responsible for us were college students who had been campers the year before. So the inmates were running the asylum in every respect. And I was just in the city of Austin at 15 with with lots of leeway.
Yeah.
But anyways, I killed a man in Texas. Chris.
We know. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah,
I know. Everyone knows.
That's a little autumnal for me, Joe.
It was in July.
Yeah, but that
when
whole
did they
thing
find out?
Feels pretty autumnal.
They never did.
Feels a little Halloween spooky. But you didn't pick it. You didn't pick it. You're just talking about it. You just picked it.
All right. Here is my water choice.
I killed him with a poisoned ice cream cone, so it's very summer.
Oh.
Okay. There.
Yeah.
All right. So going out swimming in the ocean and you get caught in the tide and it's yanking you out to sea, but you know to swim parallel with the shore And it might take you a half hour or an hour, but you get back to the beach safe, proud that this knowledge genuinely saved your life, although probably just some embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a long, long hike back down the beach to where your family is. And they didn't even notice you were gone.
Has this happened to you?
Yeah, it happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
I was really proud that I was like, oh, I know what to do. And it worked.
I'm proud whenever I avoid death.
Honest, I mean, there were lifeguards. Again, if I had gotten too far out, I would have been fine.
How old were you?
10.
Wow. You're like fucking Johnny Quest or something.
I guess. It was just
a very resourceful 10-year-old. That's a scout.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I learned it through the scouts. I'm quite sure of it.
Here's my question, because I know that advice intellectually, but I've never been caught in a rip current. How did you know that you were safe to go in?
Oh, you can feel it release you. You can feel when you swam out of it. You can tell when you're in one because you can feel like
you feel it pulling you.
It feels very similar to being in like a flowing river.
Okay.
You just don't have control, and in fighting it is utterly futile. So yeah, but I was like, and it did. It felt insane. It absolutely felt insane. I was like, I can't believe I'm just swimming parallel to the shore. And by the way, the tide still has you. So while you're swimming parallel to the shore, you're actually swimming diagonally away from the shore. It still got you.
Yeah. So do you swim with the current?
No, you swim perpendicular to it.
So the current is pulling you directly out from the shore and you're swimming.
The current
like
is pulling
parallel.
You towards the horizon.
Great. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And it's very scary at first. And then, but yeah, it was like actually doing it. It was like, oh, wow, this actually worked. And it was such a long walk back because I was stuck doing this for what felt like forever.
Now, here's my follow up. And I'm sorry, Tim, we'll get to you. Where were these lifeguards?
I think I never got far enough sucked out that it looked like it was a problem.
Interesting.
I think I was doing the right thing quickly enough that it didn't look like I was really getting out there. I assume.
Yeah.
Because they were pretty on top of yelling at anybody who swam out too far.
Interesting. All right. Well, I mean, you both have picked some picks that come with a downside or with danger or with melancholy. So I'm really interested to how these summer vacations are shaping up, but I'm glad you're not sugarcoating them. Yeah. And I want to hear your next pick.
All right. It's time for me to bring my food.
Oh, shit.
It's a shaved ice / snowball / snow cone, whatever it is you may call it. It is crucial that it is not a crunchy style snow cone. It is a very soft and luxurious iced treat that is then dressed specifically with the flavor of syrup called tiger blood.
Yes. So I would get half tiger blood, half, I think, lime. I think I got tiger
Ooh,
blood and
that's
lime.
That's a nice combo. I found the tiger blood flavor to be so addictive.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I don't know what it is. It's like a strawberry coconut. Is that what it is?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't know if your version, but the guy that we always had when we were kids, you'd throw a little Swedish fish in the middle of it.
That's so fun.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Wow. That's great. No, I did not have that. Where, you know, we get it at the boardwalk or at, again, in Ocean City.
Yeah. God, I want that right now.
I know, right?
Tiger's blood.
All right, are we back to me?
Yeah.
None of us have picked a song yet.
I know. And there's one I'm thinking of that like I want to pick early, but I also don't know if it's actually my pick. But I also feel like if it gets taken, I'm gonna be mad. But
I don't think I'm ready to make it, but I just want to throw that down that none of us have picked.
Yeah, yeah.
That yet.
Okay.
Okay. This one's tough because I feel like Tim has taken Bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tim has taken Bonfire, so I'm gonna leave something.
Can we hear what it was? We can hear what you're gonna
leave? No, because I don't want to give you ideas.
Ooh.
I'm going to select as my food at my beach house. You know, we're gonna light that grill. We're gonna have some dogs.
Oh,
hot dogs!
Hot dogs!
Take them, keep them, go for it.
Yeah, I will throw some mustard on them.
Man, that's great.
Great summer food, Tim.
Better
than a thin slice of old pizza.
Room temperature.
Like, you can take your attitude. I picked a classic summer food, a classic summer barbecue food.
Sure. You know what's great on a hot dog?
One Swedish fish.
Oh, come on. I'm talking about some sauerkraut.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
I like a brown mustard.
Yeah, for sure. A grainy mustard.
Well, not, it doesn't have to be grainy.
I am absolutely apeshit for a Chicago dog. God, I love them. Pickle, jardinera.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Yeah.
White onion.
Yeah.
Relish.
Yeah.
Long hots.
I have hot dog takes that we don't need to get into right now, but
okay. Sure.
But you're entitled to your opinion.
Thanks.
So, if I may.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim. I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, I think we're all like reckoning with the fact that I picked hot dog, but go ahead.
No, I mean, please. Anything else about hot dog you want to broach out there?
I do want to stipulate, actually,
that
this hot dog is going to have a griddled New England style bun.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, of
nice
course.
And buttery.
That's good.
And toppings of your imagination.
Sauerkraut. Okay. So for water.
Oh, okay. Great.
Ooh, here we go.
For water. I'm going to pick my water. Here's how it is. You and your friends, your crew, are doing something else. Maybe you're at the basketball court.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're fishing.
Oh, all right.
Maybe you're just grabbing ice cream.
Hmm.
At a place you know there's ice cream.
These are all nice.
And one of you notices there's a little creek over there. Let's go look at it. You go look at the creek. Now remember, you're dressed for something else. You are dressed for being outside with your friends. You're not wearing a bathing suit.
Oh.
Maybe you're wearing sandals. Certainly not wearing water sandals. Maybe you're wearing shoes. Maybe someone's barefoot, weirdly enough.
Playing basketball? Okay.
See this creek? You all step towards the creek a little bit. You look up, you realize this creek goes kind of far.
What?
Do we have to? I don't have to do anything. I don't got to be. Let's just walk down this creek for a while. And then you're just walking down this creek. You're slipping. You're getting a little wet. Your pants that maybe weren't supposed to get wet are getting a little bit wet. And you're seeing crawfish. You're seeing some frogs. You're seeing some fish. You get into little areas where you go, I actually skip a little stone here. Great stones for skipping. I'm talking about accidentally exploring a creek with your crew when you weren't planning to and you get a little too wet.
That's nice.
And you get a little too wet.
And you get a little too wet. That's my choice.
That's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Stand by me vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to find? Find out there.
Yeah.
The body of that guy that Joe killed.
Well, one time that happened, we found like the skull of what was either a bat or I think it was probably a bat. But we found a skull. We did find like a skull. That was pretty cool.
That is cool.
And we saved it all summer and brought it into school next year to show our teacher.
Your teacher must have thought you were cool.
It was cool. We're like, look what we found. She's like, wow. Did you clean it? We said, no, but we kept it in this plastic bag the whole time. She's like, all right.
She's like, wow, do you want to be like friends after this? Like when we're done. You're so cool.
Oh, I mean, I'm just going to sixth grade next year. It's a different school. I don't know if we'll be around, but sure.
Oh, sorry. I only hang out with
my students,
50-year-olds. Yeah, right.
Oh, but I get two, right? Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're on the bumper.
You're in the car.
And this is, I think, your fifth pick, Tim. So, like, you know, make your picks, you know, like, get him in. Remember?
Because we have six total, right?
Yeah. This is your last time picking two.
So am I going for my wild card or am I going for song?
This is the question.
I've got two songs in my brain. So I'm going to let my song go.
Wow.
And wait to see how you all pick. And I'm going to go for a wild card that you are all going to tear me apart for this one. You're all going to say, you fucking idiot. But I just, actually, fuck.
Wow.
Maybe you're all, well, we'll see. Maybe you'll challenge me on this.
Pizza again. Warmer and skinnier than the last time.
I'm going for that same pizza the next day. And this time it is cold. I'm talking about you're out late.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're by the water, maybe not. You didn't expect to be out this late and you're a little cold, but someone's got an extra hoodie.
Wow.
It could even be a first too. That time when you're like, oh, I forgot. It's been so nice. I forgot that it actually gets cold at night here sometimes. And I'm wearing shorts, but I'm still a little cold. I'm wearing a tank top. Maybe I don't have a shirt. But someone has a hoodie and it's perfect. So you're at night. Maybe you're even by the bonfire. That perfect, I was planning for things to be hotter than they are. And now it's night and I need something else. But the perfect garment's right there. That's what I'm choosing.
That's beautiful.
You fucking idiot.
Go for it. Tell me a new one.
You could have picked like Six Flags, but that's really beautiful.
Hey, I have my own thing. And I was worried that maybe you guys might challenge me for being too autumnal. But I don't think, I think this is like classic summer, you know?
You could have picked Six Flags.
I don't like Six Flags.
You don't like Six Flags?
I don't like theme parks.
Wow.
This is getting too autumnal.
We've talked about this.
Well, no, that sounds nice, Tim, actually.
That sounds nice.
That's yeah, see, sounds nice. You all like it. You all like it.
I only reacted that way because you told us to.
Well, I was. Well, it's not the flashiest idiot thing in the world. So I guess I was worried that it was going to be torn apart for not being too flashy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too.
Too flashy.
Too flashy.
All right. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love your hoodie pick. I'm thrilled at your picks that would never intersect with my own,
mm-hmm.
leaving me a wide runway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my last pick to be a song. So I'm going to make my song pick now.
Okay.
But I also have to recognize that my summer vacation is really, I don't want to give away my theme, but I think we can all tell that my summer vacation is really like honing in on a certain time mm-hmm. in my own life, a certain age range.
Mm-hmm.
So my song pick is going to be The Boys of Summer.
Wait, which one?
As performed by the Ataris.
Whoa. Yeah, that was literally the one I was going to pick. And wow. I was like, I need to do this because someone else is going to take it. And
man.
And there you go. Yeah.
We're talking a black flag sticker on that Cadillac.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a strong pick. It's
It is.
It's classic rock, but also it's new.
Mm-hmm.
It's of summer. The Boys of Summer. Come on.
Yeah.
But wait. No. Wait a minute.
What?
Let's listen a little closer.
No, we don't have to.
Boys of Summer are gone, which means it's fall.
No.
It's autumn? The Boys of Summer are gone. I don't know.
Yeah, but you got that hair slick back.
What's that?
Your brown skin shining in the sun.
That's a memory he expresses in the song.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Are you really going to make the argument that The Boys of Summer is not a summer enough song?
I'm not, but I do think it's not probably summer enough. It's that they're being a rule here about things that lean to autumnal. Being demerit. Now, I'm not going to make the argument. I'm letting you have it. I'm just saying that someone could make this argument very aggressively, and it wouldn't be ridiculous.
I'm just being a little summer stinker. Of course, I understand the song is about a nostalgia for summer, which is what we're talking
about.
Which
is what we're doing. Yeah, sunglasses on, baby.
Of course. Yeah.
Good.
All right. Yeah, just having fun with it.
Good.
I'm sorry this ruined our friendship.
I have to go.
All right.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to go for my second wild card, which is a mini golf facility that has an outdoor course that is caveman, prehistoric dinosaur themed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And an inside air conditioned course that is under the sea themed.
Yeah.
Complete with cool caves and a pirate ship that you golf on.
That's amazing.
Think that's at Ocean City.
Yeah, I think it is.
Anyway, you can spend a day at that place.
And let me ask, is the 18th hole like got a cool little trick where you lose the ball? If you get a hole in one, you lose the ball. If it's not, it'll like sort of, either way, you're not getting that ball back at the 18th hole. You
know right, the 18th about? Hole is the ball return.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you hit the target, you get a free game, which I did once, one time in my entire life. But I'm like, well, I don't want to come. I'm only here for a week. I don't want to come back to mini golf again.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow. I did it, which is how they get you.
Yeah. Great pick. No notes. I mean, really strong summer pick.
Thank you. And my my final pick.
Tim, take note.
My song is when you get on the scrambler ride at the little amusement park.
No.
In the arcade. And it's Thriller.
Okay.
I mean,
again, I'm not going to make this argument, but I will say that Thriller, spooky song.
Why do you think I did this last? I built an entire case for this summer vacation.
Yeah.
That has Thriller on a loop.
I hear you.
On the scrambler. If I threw it out first, yeah, you could toss it immediately for being too autumnal. I've built a supporting argument.
Wow, Chris, this is very close. Well, you'll see, but I was scared for a second.
Very interesting. Okay.
I have to make my final pick.
Yeah.
And this is what's coming to mind, so I'm gonna do it.
Wow.
I'm thinking a lot about your pick, Tim, of, you know, reading the book that everyone's been talking about. And I'm going to, inspired by that a little bit, my final pick is going to be cramming in all your summer reading until the last week of summer.
You're picking that.
I'm picking that.
This is the pleasure.
Yes. Well, it allowed me to ignore it for the whole rest of summer. So I could So I could read what I wanted to, because Redwall wasn't on the summer reading list, you know?
So this is more about the tactic rather than the experience of doing that. Okay.
Yes. The tactic of forgetting and ignoring and putting off until the last minute.
Well, Joe, if I can say, if what this tactic is being used for is to give you more time to read fucking Redwall, that's pretty fucking autumnal.
Oh, no.
Tim, those books took place in all seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they had...
my memory, they didn't.
No, there were plenty of summer. There were plenty of summer feasts, my friend.
Okay.
There were plenty of odes to summer.
Okay.
Plenty of poems about Martin the Warrior enjoying a cold lemonade.
Okay, cool.
Or an elderberry cordial.
I wouldn't say no.
Or a dandelion, whatever drink.
Okay, my final
song.
So, Fall About Doing Boys of the Summer by the Atari. News gonna be taken. And knew that it would be a cheap shot to choose the original after the Atari was taken. So I'm not taking that. Thought about taking Wrong Way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
By Sublime. Thought about taking Santeria by Sublime. Sure. Specifically the cover bands playing that all the fucking time. But then I remembered a song I heard during the summer that I just remember it. It stuck with me. And Chris, you skipped me for a second because I'm talking about going on the Gravitron.
Uh-oh.
For the first time.
Whoa.
Kind of scared of the Gravitron. A little too young. Apparently, it might make you throw up.
Yeah.
We all know what the Gravitron is.
Yeah.
We know what the Gravitron
is. It's the centrifuge that you put people in.
Yeah.
Centrifuge put people in. Six to the wall. I get in this Gravitron. Now my parents. My parents didn't come out. They're not going to come on. You can go on yourself, Tim. Go with your cousin. You're on it. Start spinning around. Gravitron, it spins for one song. That's how much time it takes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's different songs every time or if it's they just play the one song over and over again. But when I did this Gravitron,
it was Bolero.
It was Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys.
Oh,
nice.
That's a great boardwalk song.
And so imagine on the you're spinning around, everything's beeping around, and you're hearing all these three voices coming up and in sync with each other, with that double dimension, Yeah, so that's a big song of the summer for me.
Great,
Beastie Boys know to let the beat a drop.
If the case were to be made, the case would be like that song belongs to No Season, but I'm not going to make it. I think it's a strong choice.
Yeah, give it context.
Because I heard on the Gravitron. Did we all pick?
That's it.
We're done. We've made our choices.
Did you have any backup songs? Because I had a backup song that I almost went with, but really would have, I think, colored the mood of my whole slate, which I almost went with Night Swimming by R.E.M.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
It's fine.
A more wistful summer song.
Yeah. I thought about You Steal My Sunshine.
Mm.
I do love Christopher Cross Sailing.
Mm.
I associate that with a drive to the shore with the windows down.
Yeah. All right. Can we run through our full slate? Tim, give us everything.
Okay. So for food, I've got leftover room temperature pizza after you've given them out to all the campers. And you're not sure if there's going to be any left for you guys. And if there's not any left for you guys, it means you're going to have to find something else for lunch. But instead, you get this. For water, I'm getting accidentally exploring a creek with your boys, with your friends. But for my case, it was the boys. First, it was first bonfire this summer. Song, I went with Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys on the Gravitron for the first time. You were on the Gravitron as a kid. For Wild Card, I went with that book that you've put off reading, but everyone's been reading, but now it's the summer, so it seems it's time to read it, and it's actually perfect for the summer and the perfect book to read, and someone's reading it with you. I also did that moment you've been out all day and actually you're not quite dressed for the, you were dressed for the day, but now you're dressed for the, you're not dressed for the evening, but someone has a hoodie that you get to put on and it's perfect. And what I would argue my theme is, is anticipation.
Wow. Woo.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Anticipation and satisfaction.
Wow.
After anticipation.
That's fun.
Great pick. Great pick. All right. My rundown is your first kiss, a beach house, a bike trail, hot dogs, The Boys of Summer by the Ataris. And saving all summer to cram in your summer reading in the last week because you were reading other shit the whole rest of the summer.
I notice you're not saying Red Bull this time.
It was Redwall. It was often Redwall.
Also, remember those like Marvel novels?
Yeah.
Like the Fantastic Four go on a 500-page prose adventure.
Yes.
I remember reading them. I do not remember a single plot detail. And I read a lot of those books. I read more Spider-Man in those novels than I did in the comics.
I read one of those novels. The only thing I remember is there was that character, Paste Pot Pete.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
And they made fun of his name a few times. Yeah. I've never seen him in the comics since.
Oh, Tim, I put him in Gwenpool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I picked up a reprint of one of those novels from the 90s. And it was like, you know, the novel was broken up into books. And each book had like began with like a quote from like William Shakespeare and then like Socrates and then like Dr. Henry McCoy.
That's very funny. That's great. Super good.
Yeah, those are my picks.
All right, let's see if I can remember these. Okay, first time having vinegar on the boardwalk fries. Making a new friend and discovering they're kind of weird and now you're stuck with them for the whole week. Going to the indoor-outdoor putt-putt golf place. Shaved ice with tiger blood. Out swimming a riptide. and Thriller on the Scrambler.
Great. Listeners.
Oh, I forgot to say my theme.
Yes.
Ocean City, Maryland, 1994.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. And I also forgot to say my theme, which is Cape Cod 2003.
Okay.
There we go.
Maybe instead of a theme, it should have been a place in a year. But Tim just has anticipation and Chris and I have.
Tim's was far more poetic in the end. I was just trying to find the best specifics from childhood memories.
Great. Okay. So I think you should have a vicious and loud debate over who had the best summer.
Yes.
And I think, but now what we're going to do is I think we're going to send these lists to Carly and Allie and Branson.
Wow.
And we'll edit in them announcing who they choose has the best summer. Yeah.
Cool.
I decided that right now. So we're going to edit that in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, sports fans of the podcast Rude Tales of Magic, and also fans of Summer Draft, and also fans of, just fans in general, just enthusiastic folk. Summer plan fans, it's your friends. You don't fucking know us from Adam. Ultimately, you think you do, but all you've ever met is the mask. It's Carly and Branson.
Somebody stop us.
Somebody stop you from forming an attachment to you've never been there and supported me while I cried or struggled. You have no right to call yourself a friend. We're talking summer. Summer, the season of crabs. Crabs are a year-long animal, really. They're not migratory.
But they are a zodiac emblem. My zodiac emblem, actually. So there you go.
And my zodiac emblem, the scale. I'm a Libra in this riff. I believe it's moral to withhold your actual zodiac sign so that when you tell people, you're like, guess what I am? And they guess, and you say, no, I'm actually this. And even though they just guessed wrong, they go, oh, I knew it. I believe that's moral to do, to humiliate people who believe in a harmless thing.
I denied myself the opportunity to engage in that by telling you I am a Cancer.
And I, of course, am a Sagittarius. We're talking summer plans. This voice. All right. We're talking summer plans.
We're talking summer plans.
Summer drafts.
Thank you. Summer drafts.
So at this point, the listener has already heard Chris and Joe and Tim's drafts.
Yeah, this is the end of the episode.
Okay, great. And so what's exciting about this for us, Carly, is the listener has already just naturally decided who won in their own head.
Yes.
And so now we get to come on and tell them they're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And statistically, it's impossible that none of you will be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You guys will agree on everything that we have to say here. And also, you're going to be able to get, you could guess easily. You could put your entire life savings on what we're going to say now, and you'd hit it, unless you're so
dumb.
You'd
double it. Right? That's how betting works.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the Vegas odds are not good on this, really. You wouldn't even double it. You'd just like get your money back in like $10. You'd be like, yeah, everyone did that.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it works.
Well, yeah, because then otherwise it's awful for the house, you know?
I guess I was like mentally in a world where it was awful for the house and I was like enjoying that for
Oh, sure. For oh, Carly, I got bad news for you. The house.
Yeah.
She always wins.
Oh, no.
Unless we're talking about music genres. House is not where it used to be.
Or doctors.
You're talking the doctor. Yeah, who's not canceled. They just went, I think they went off on their own.
Yeah, I just don't
Did House get canceled?
Like, do you mean socially or as a
show?
Not
like culturally canceled.
I think they're done, right?
Well, they ended, but it's one of those like Seinfeld where he was like, I'm out of here. I'm done. Or was it a thing where they were like, no one's watching House? That was the biggest show on television for like 4 or 5 years.
I saw one episode and it was like, I didn't know what I was watching. It was like, why is Dave Matthews here? And it was at an episode of House.
That's a shocking episode, too. Dave Matthews is playing like a savant type character who like is barely verbal, but is like a musical genius.
Yeah, and he's like, I like music. And I was like, yeah, I know, you're famous for that.
And also a weird guest star thing, because House is like strangely sympathetic and sensitive to him, which he like otherwise never is at all.
Yeah, this was like, I was in a rental house during San Diego Comic-Con and I had like gotten the flu. So I think I passed out after. I was like, that's Dave Matthews.
That's the target demo of House these days. Flu-ridden Comic-Con attendees.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
But that's like a weird, like in shows when they'll do a band shows up and you can tell there was like a contract thing behind the scenes because every character, regardless of their opinions on other things, will be like, Blink-182 is here. Those guys rock.
Yeah, it's the same whenever an athlete shows up on a sitcom, and then I'm just like, oh boy, here we go.
They all love like, this athlete. Even Carrie, like nerds who don't watch sports. Or maybe they'll make a joke on that, or like Cal Hoopkin Jr. But only to demonstrate that guy's like a real loser.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, the joke is never on the athlete. Cannot act for the most part.
Sometimes though, I was just talking, I just went to an O's game in San Diego. And we were talking about, I was like, why is it every baseball player is like a charisma black hole? You put them on screen and it's like, I would rather watch the grass grow. But every basketball player, there is no such thing as like a basketball player who doesn't pop on screen. They're all good on camera, even if they can't act.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah.
And I think there's like a weird, and as much as my favorite sport, there's a weird like cultural conservatism like streak in baseball that leads to a lot of like guys who, you know, the tall poppy syndrome, like guys who like don't want to seem weird in any way.
It is like a very Norman Rockwell America.
It's America's pastime.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, basketball, Cracker if you think Jack? Like the 50, yeah, basketball's like leaning on like a lamppost, like flipping a coin, like offering America if it wants to smoke.
Do you want to smoke, America?
You want a jazz cigarette?
What's your favorite summer thing?
My favorite summer thing? School's out. I still, to this day, I get excited for summer. Nothing changes except that the weather gets like way worse.
Yeah, it's a little unbearably hot, but that goes hand in hand with my favorite summer thing, which is being near a body of water and getting to splish splash around in it.
Sure. But that's also like the way water works is like that's like a fall thing, too.
I wouldn't say no to fall water either.
Because like you know what I mean? It's like the like water gets like so it's like slower, right? It's slower to heat up. It's like when you get like the first day that the pool's open, you go in and it's like, Jesus Christ, this is miserable. It's like freezing cold. But that's why pools stay open like way into September is because like the water's still warm.
Yeah. Yes. I do love to sizzle a little bit and then cool off.
I do like a back to school. You come back and everyone like looks a little different as a childhood.
Oh, sure.
It's like people's hair is longer or it's shorter and they've weird opinions now, you know, or like somebody like, oh, she got hot. Like that kind of like thing that happens, you know, that's an exciting, even though I'd always see my friends all summer.
Yeah.
It was like kids I didn't care that much about. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess Thomas got a haircut. Okay.
I had a friend in high school. I went to an all-girl Catholic high school and we wore uniforms. It was the same school. And so you know who I'm talking about. She had a skirt. She would always wear her skirt very long. And like she just looked very conservative, like hair pulled back in a bun. Big glasses, no makeup, like everything was just a little too big on her.
A real like and first act, she's all that.
100%. And it's the first time I've ever seen this work. Like the first day of school where we just like weren't in uniform yet for some reason, she came in and looked completely different. Like her glasses were off, her hair was down, she was wearing makeup and it was like, oh, she's hot. Like I didn't know my friend was hot. Like it was very weird.
It's a very exciting time in a young person. It's also to be the person. But you know, like I had my own where it was like, oh, hey, I'm not bad. You know, like that feeling, like that changes everything.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen for me in high school.
I'm sorry to hear it.
We're talking the summer draft.
It did for me. I'm not going to diminish myself.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. We're talking summer draft. All right. So we heard from Tim. We heard from Joe. We heard from Chris.
Allie refused to participate.
Allie refused on moral grounds to participate in this.
Yeah, she was a conscientious objector to something. She's a real winner head.
Yeah, because kissing was mentioned and she said, not on my watch.
She said, yeah, the school marm of Rude Tales. She tisked us. This is cruel. She would have been here.
No,
she
would have been here. She's just busy.
Fans know. Allie Fisher from Rude Tales of Magic.
The Allie Fisher. Yeah. Who I famously haven't a bad word to say about. So Branson, who do you think won this thing?
This is what will come as no shock to anyone. They themed theirs, right? There were themes. Like Chris's was like the Maryland Boardwalk, like 94. Yep. Joe's
was like Ocean City,
Cape Cod, 2003.
Yeah.
Tim didn't supply a year. And so my vote is that Tim has been disqualified. Automatic last place for Tim. Now, eagle-eared listeners will know I was going to do this no matter what, but I did have a halfway decent pretext.
Now, Allie actually did vote for Tim as the winner, but he's been disqualified.
That's true. So listeners who have been very patient with us as we just riffed aimlessly before this, you're not going to like where this is going. Just heads up right now, you're not going to be satisfied. I've disqualified Tim. Allie has voted Tim in first place. That is the chain, it's a closed loop. Tim has been cast off into the one dimensional prison zone from Superman. He's both dead and not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Tim has been sent screaming, hurtling off into space.
Yes. And which leaves Joe and Chris. And it isn't going to surprise you, listener, about this. I thought Chris was the winner. And
now,
I did.
listeners, no. This is where you're really going to get pissed. Because now what Carly has, there's an old legal term called the wife's loophole.
Yes.
And so by Carly, by selecting your husband, you have also disqualified your own vote.
Which yes, I've disqualified. Myself. I am I'm a good wife, but a bad judge. That's what this law stipulates.
That's why all judges are unmarried.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you and legal term, if you and I know we have a lot of criminals who listen,
and we love it that way. We wouldn't have it any other way.
No, so a lot of criminals out there. If you get a married judge for your case,
you just are allowed to walk out of the courtroom.
Yeah, that's an automatic mistrial. You're good to go.
You can walk out. Yeah. And if they
walk out, you can grab the courtroom cop. You can touch their gun.
You can touch their gun. And if they try to lay a finger on you, you get the judge's spouse.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know where I'm going, but you know, Carly has been disqualified. Tim has been both disqualified and given first place, mirrored dimension, which I think by default, this makes Joe Lepore the winner.
Yeah, I think so.
I think this is what we call a no contact victory.
I think you're right. I think it either has to be that, or this entire ordeal was for nothing. And I don't think we want to say that.
And we can't have that. And I do think, and I haven't listened, but I saw the results. Joe gave one of his votes was for the Atari's cover of Don Henley's Boys of Summer, the 2003 Atari's cover, which frankly superior version, all because lyrically they switch out on the road today I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac to out on the road today I saw a black flag on a Cadillac. The cool the young punks version of the Grateful Dead.
I am also seeing on his list that he shares my summer thing, which is something to do with water. So
there you go.
You know,
you're a big waterhead.
I'm a big waterhead. Yeah,
you're a water sign, right?
I am. I'm a Cancer. I really wish that was a different title. In my hometown paper, they called it Moonchild.
Moonchild?
Yeah.
I guess that's better than Cancer. I guess it's better than a horrible disease.
I guess. Yeah.
That's the. 9/11 air makes me think of that tragedy.
Yeah, you're not jumping in with both feet on that, but yeah.
Of course, I am actually a Leo, which means I'm a fire sign. Happy birthday to me.
Your season. We're in your season. That's right. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're the most Leo.
The internet got really slow as you wished me a happy birthday, so it felt like digitally sarcastic. And a happy birthday to any listeners right now who it's your birthday listening to this. Happy birthday to you. To any listeners listening right now who it's not your birthday, fuck off.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, have a great summer.
Not on your birthday. Have a great summer. What's left of it.
And now they've said who they think wins. And now we'll react. Wow. Did not see that coming.
I knew Carly would have my back, but... You know, she also had the potential to betray me.
I'm grateful for the very fair judging, ultimately.
The pizza thing is an experience. It's like you had to remember, like, you were working. You've been working the whole day and you're with people. And you're seeing it at this crease. It was an experience. And it tasted better after that experience. And it only happened during the summer.
Was there anything else that you thought would get picked up that or any back pocket items you were holding on to that you were surprised? I almost picked s'mores. I didn't pick s'mores. I almost picked like scary stories.
S'mores I would have challenged as being autumnal, because I do that at I think those are like, for me it's a little more of like a colder temperature fire, but I get it. Crabs I think like were something I thought about. Summer arcades.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, I thought about arcades.
Oh, a slip and slide was something I was like, that's the best feeling in the world to do a slip and slide.
Yeah. I thought about just water parks in general.
Sure. Sprinklers. Yeah.
I was basically, I was like, do I want to go with all of my beloved camp memories or the beach memories? And I said, well, I've got a lot more interesting beach memories. So, but I've got a lot of summer camp stuff.
No one picked swimming pool.
I sort of regret that. Well, I don't regret that. I'm happy with what I did. I'm always, I can't live with regret, but
you can't.
But swimming pool life is also a pick adult swim. The kids are in.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to the Summer Draft. This is Joe, Tim, and Chris saying make the most of your summer vacation, wherever and whenever it may be. We love you and stay the fuck out of fall.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.